To listen to a message by the Assistant General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor J.F. Odeshola, titled Don't Give Up. And it's brought to you by Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, Ebutimeta, Lagos.
Give him glory. Give him honor. Let him know that you are worshiping him. Let's give him all the honor. We thank you, our Maker. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. The Lord that rules the heaven and earth, the unchangeable changer will love you. I'd like you to worship him, just say to him, thank you, my Father. Exalt his name. He's the only one that is worthy to be worshipped. The only one that is worthy to be magnified. Is the unchangeable changer. The mighty one, the holy one of Israel. We thank you, our Maker. We will love you forever. We will praise you forever. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy, my Father. You are worthy, glorious Lord. You are worthy, unchangeable changer. Thank you, blessed Father. Thank you, my Maker. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. I'd like you to pray this night. You are going to say, my Father, as I'm standing in your presence tonight, every blessing you can give to people are consistent. Release it over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every blessing that you give to people who are consistent in your house, release it on me, O God. Put it upon my life. Lord, give me that blessing. Give me that blessing. Every blessing that you can give to the one that is regular, to the one that is consistent in your house, give to me, O God. My Father, give it to me.
Baba, me, help it for me.
Lord of glory, give it to me.
Olorun Ogun, help it for me.
every blessing that you can give to the one who is regular. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
We are
going to pray and say, my Father. Say loud and clear, my Father. Remove my name from among those who will be unfortunate this year. In the name of Jesus. Every household wickedness around my life, I command them to disappear. Remove my name from the name of those who will be unfortunate this year. Every household wickedness around my life, I dismiss them all in Jesus' name. Remove my name, O God, from those who will be unfortunate. Every household wickedness around me, dismiss them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
You're
going to pray and say, my Father. Pray loud and clear, my Father. Every covenant of failure, marital crisis, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of failure, marital crisis, break in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. I refuse to cooperate with the enemy of God this year. Every form of bewitchment against my family, I command them to go back to their sender. Every force magnetized me to wrong people. Now I paralyze you in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of failure, the name of Jesus, you will not have your own. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You are going to pray that my Father, say loud and clear, my Father, every parental causes and evil dedication inherited infirmity, get out of my life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every parental curse, evil dedication, inherited infirmity, hear the word of God, get out from my life, in the name of Jesus. Parental curse, evil dedication, inherited infirmity, in the name of Jesus, get out from me, get out from me, get out from my life. This is a period of our fast. There must be liberty in your life. There must be freedom in your life. Other people can play, but you must pray. In the name of Jesus, every parental curse, evil dedication, I command you, get out from my life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'd like you to love yourself. Even if you don't love yourself because of your family members. You are going to pray and ask the Lord. You are going to pray and say, my Father, every collective curses collective poverty.
Gbogbo ise ta kojopo.
In the name that is above every other name, I cut myself off from it. Collective curse. In the name of Jesus, I cut myself away from it. Every collective curse. In the name of Jesus, collective curses.
People
covenant. I cut myself off. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus. Watch me clean. Lord of Jesus, wipe it away from my life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The rod of wickedness in the household that is trying to raise its ugly head in my life. The rod of wickedness of the household that is trying to raise its ugly head, I render you impotent in the name of Jesus. I render you powerless in the name of Jesus. I render you powerless
in
the name of Jesus. I render you powerless
in
the name of Jesus. Oh, I render you powerless in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to pray and say, my Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every strong man dedicated to hinder my progress. Now, in the name of Jesus, every strong man dedicated to hinder my progress, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every strong man dedicated to hinder my progress, to hinder my success, to hinder my glory, to hinder my marriage, hear the word of God. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Every strong man, wherever you are, abandon. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift up your hand and say, my Father. As you catapult Daniel to greatness, catapult me to greatness in the name of Jesus. As you catapult Joseph to greatness, catapult me to greatness in the name of Jesus. Lord, as you catapult these people to greatness, catapult me to greatness in the name of Jesus. Catapult me to greatness. As you catapult Daniel to greatness, yes, my Father. Let it be my turn to be great. Catapult me to greatness, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'm going to pray for your fellow, for the fellow next to you. You are going to say, oh Lord. Say loud and clear, oh Lord. Dispatch your angel to roll away every stumbling block before my presence. Oh Lord, dispatch your angel to roll away every stumbling block in the presence of this my brother. In the name of Jesus, every stumbling block to stop them. Dispatch your angel in the name of Jesus. Stumbling block to enjoyment. Stumbling block to peace. Roll away! Roll away! In the name of Jesus. Let that storm be rolled away. Storm of hindrance, roll away. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If those of you are in the house, pray. Those who are praying with us on the net, please pray. This is one of the days for 100 days fast. And if you fast and you don't pray, it's a physical exercise.
You are
going to pray for your brother. You are going to say, Father, baptize him with anointing. And lift him up above his contemporaries. In the name of Jesus. Baptize him with anointing. And lift him up above his contemporaries. Baptize him with anointing. Lift him above all his contemporaries. Baptize him with anointing. Lift him up above his contemporaries. Lift him up. Lift him up in the name of Jesus. Lift him up. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Finally, for that fellow. You say, My father. Fight for this, my neighbor. And have mercy on him in the name of Jesus. My father. Fight for my brother. And have mercy on him in the name of Jesus. Father, fight for him. The Lord of all. Fight for him. And have mercy on him, O God. Fight for him. And have mercy. The Lord of mercy. Have mercy on him. Fight for him. Have mercy on him. Fight for him. Have mercy on him. Have mercy on him. Fight for him. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are going to pray for Pastor E.A. Adeboye. You are going to say, My father. We hand over Daddy Adeboye and Mommy Folu Adeboye. As they advance in age, increase them in anointing. Increase them in favor. Increase them in peace. Increase them in joy. Increase them in good health. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Lord, increase my father in the Lord. Every spirit of rejection in his life, we banish it. Every obstacle before him, let the name of the Lord be glorified. Lord, for Daddy Adeboye, his light will not go out suddenly. For Mama Folu Adeboye, our light will not go out suddenly. You will uphold them by your power. Take care of their children and their grandchildren. And the children in the name of Jesus. Let your great name be praised, O God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Please find anything in this church to touch, especially the pole on the wall. Anything you can hold. You are going to say, My father. Let this house be a miracle center. That without praying at all, people will be connecting to their miracle. Whatsoever type of miracle people are looking for, as they enter into this house, miracle jammy will be entering into their life. Anyone who will pray for anything in this house, God will answer them instantaneously. In the name of Jesus. Both the members and the people who are joining alike, members and non-members alike,
curses will be removed in this house. Death sentence will be removed in this house. Promotion will be the order of the day in this house. Success will be the order of the day. Every collective captivity will be removed. In this house, throne of grace will be a miracle center, a miracle gallon. Without praying, miracle will be happening. Every member, miracle unlimited. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Evil will not be sustained. The power of the enemy will not stand. The wickedness of the wicked will not stand. No enchantment and divination we have will be able to catch up with anyone in this house. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You can go back to your seat. Finally, we pray for all our pastors. We're going to pray every pastor laboring in this house. I'm going to say, my Father, all our ministers laboring in this house, they will not labor in vain. The reward of good things rewarded, and not them fresh. In the name of Jesus, anoint them fresh. Anoint them fresh. Anoint them fresh. Fresh anointing. Every day for the rest of their life. Anoint them fresh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Pray your own prayer now if you have any need. Anywhere you are connected to this program, pray your own prayer now. He's able. Is capable. He can do the unthinkable. He's the Almighty. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. There is no end to his power. If he said it, he can do it. And he will do it.
Yes, he said.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
It shall be so in the name of Jesus.
Amen. It
shall be so in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every prayer we pray in this house, we declare the Lord that answered by fire, we answer out by fire in the name of
Jesus.
Everyone under the sound of my voice, and those who are watching at a distance by internet or television, every prayer you raise tonight, the Lord
that
hear and answer, we answer you by fire in the name of Jesus. From this night upwards, a new level of the miraculous shall happen in your life in the name of
Jesus.
The Lord of divine visitation, the Lord of the overflow,
will
visit you with overflow in the name of Jesus. Everyone say amen here and elsewhere. Receive double portion in the name of Jesus. Your sickness is banished in the name of Jesus. Your sorrow is banished in the name of Jesus. Your failure is banished in the name of Jesus. Crisis is banished in the name of Jesus. A new level of power A new level of divine ability. A new level of healing. A new level of success. A new level of peace and health. Receive your portion in the name of Jesus
Christ.
Please. The time left, O God, to look at your word. Father, speak unto our hearts. Teach us, O God, and let your name be mightily praised. We thank you, our Maker. Thank you for hearing us. We love you. We praise you. At the end of this day, let us have this
prayer.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let someone say
amen.
Let someone say amen.
Amen.
Walk up to three people and tell them, your miracle is with you already. And please take your seat. Thank you. God bless you. We want to look at the part two of, hopefully we'll spend a few minutes on that teaching. But I will zero in on the later part. But let me quickly remind you that the thing is to forget your vision. Because a deferred hope,
or
let the scripture which we need, where we have
turned
down. And it shall bring forth great multiplication. Is that, and that I send it to you. The day you and see the plan, the hand of Zerubbabel. With the through the oath. Let me read that verse again. Of the small things. For they shall rejoice and shall see the plumlet in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord which run and took through the oath. May the Lord and hearing of his word in the name of
Jesus.
The thing is to abandon when you don't come to
part time.
But let's clarify that God's own timetable, you got your own timetable.
Because
of tightness of human being, we are late, we are pushing, and we
run to balance. As in Saki Jokijo, Sion Dogo.
Many individuals, along the
way to Kale, once it drove like the magic.
Students,
Amakeko, Oshisha, Nipakole, Shema, Patti, we are the magic.
So many people give up their
opinion. One day they are one party, did it up in your colloquy, Kosile.
There is no one that is called a man of God in the Bible. That
we
are talking about. In 1 chapter 18.
Because
I for over
40.
Few days after that, 4 Kings chapter 19. And he said, my life is not
better.
My father, his hope was not coming to pass the way he wants it. Even though
Jesus Christ is our
weapon, he got the
Jesse money.
And he said,
Alpha, you
respect
the Kulaka.
But why is it that people give up on good things?
ti awon eriyan fi jogonu lori ohun darada
o to ohun a ko stopin
da ko sile ko mo fe ko fi akoko sile ti wo ti kara re ko keko lori re.
Now the number one thing is we forget how important our
culture. Owa koko ta fi sibe ni pe agbagbe pataki ohun ti a le bo ti seto.
Jesus is of course is of course.
Jesus Christ ti kara re o la o te o la ise iranse re koja.
Welcome to the world.
Kini e ready we was aye.
To deliver us from sin and destroy the work of the devil.
Let it be our lower share. Cause it by God's share Satan.
Let me announce to you.
Let it get there.
There is a reason why you are in existence.
Already come better if you are lying.
Thank God you are married. Thank God for children and children. Thank God for the cars and houses you have. I'd like you to know that you didn't exist for that
thing.
Those are additional things. You exist there to represent God, to give glory to Him, and to expand His kingdom. You must be at the mind. Tempted to give up. You are here for His glory. You are here to praise Him. You are here to expand the kingdom. You are here to mission for somebody. The second reason why people give up, they do not attempt to succeed with their might. Some people just pay a lead service.
Nise lopolopo awon eniyan won ko ma fi owo pa ise lori.
Well, I want to do it.
Mo kuku fe se to to.
I want to do it.
Mo fe se.
But I'm not so sure.
Sugbon wo ni daniloju.
I would have want to do it.
But if fe ati se.
The Bible says,
Ibele wi pe
in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10.
Nibi we oniwasu ori kesan ese ikewa.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10.
We oniwasu ori kesan ese
ikewa. Whatever your hand finds to do.
Ogo ti owo re ba damu lati se.
Do it with all your mind.
Pelu gbogbo ipa re.
Jesus said,
Jesus wi pe
in Luke 14:33.
Nibi we
Luke
ori kerin
la se. Jesus said, so likewise.
Back on up.
When you does not forsake all that he has, cannot be my disciple. You want to be the disciple of
Jesus?
There are certain things that need to go.
Why
do people give up? Number three, we do not lay aside every weight of sin. There are ways of sin that easily beset us. You cannot carry extra weight of sin and you want to travel in this
journey.
Our sins destroy our faith. And the Bible said in 1 John 5:4.
The
Bible says, faith is the thing that overcomes. He said, this is your victory, even your faith. So,
wait.
Of sin cannot allow you to go. They told us a story of a monkey.
Wọ́n sọ ìtàn ọ̀bọ kan fún wa.
Who they set a trap for?
Tí wọ́n dẹ pàkúté sílẹ̀ fún.
They put a banana in a gourd.
Wọ́n kó ọ̀gẹ̀dẹ̀ sínú ohun kan fún.
When he put hand in the gourd.
Bó bá bí kété tó bá ti ọwọ́ rẹ̀ bọ̀.
And hold the banana.
Ó sì di ọ̀gẹ̀dẹ̀ imú.
The hand that the banana cannot come out.
Ọwọ́ àti ọ̀gẹ̀dẹ̀ yìí ò lè jáde.
But his hand can come out alone.
Ó lè tó bá fi ọ̀gẹ̀dẹ̀ sílẹ̀ ọwọ́ rẹ̀ lè jáde.
And that is the struggle the monkey struggled until the hunter met the monkey there and killed the monkey.
Èyí sì ni ìjàkadì tó ṣe títí tí ọdẹ tó fi dé bá a níbẹ̀.
You can eat your cake and have it.
Ó lè jẹ àkàrà rẹ bákan náà kó sì.
With the weight of sin.
Pẹ̀lú ẹrù ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
You cannot move forward.
Oh, let us.
Why do people give up?
I mean,
their effort. I mean, they give up on their vision and goal.
Or
on their effort.
Tabi lori la la won.
Because we do not receive encouragement, we receive ridicules from people.
Nítorí pé wọn ò rí ìwúrí, dípò èyí, àbùkù àti ẹ̀tẹ́ ni wọ́n ń rí gbà.
If you check the open heaven this morning,
bó o bá ṣe àyẹ̀wò nínú ìwé ọ̀run sí tòwúrọ̀ òní,
and you read it very well,
bó o sì kà á dáradára,
one of the things that we are told there,
ọ̀kan lára àwọn ohun tí wọ́n sọ fún wa níbẹ̀,
is the fact that we must not listen to what human beings are saying.
A ò gbọ́dọ̀ tẹ́tí sílẹ̀ sí ohun tí ènìyàn ẹlẹ́ran ara ń wí.
They talk about David.
Wọ́n sọ nípa Dáfídì.
It was his brother that attacked him first.
Àwọn arákùnrin rẹ̀ ló kọ́kọ́ dojú ìjà kan.
You must know what you want to get out of life.
O gbọ́dọ̀ lóye ohun tó o fẹ́ rí gbà nínú ayé yìí.
Just as from this particular place.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí a ti sọ ní níhìn.
When you check the point number 6.
Bó o bá wo kókó kẹfà.
David was motivated by the reward.
Dáfídì gba ìwúrí. Nípa ohun tó rí gbà.
Nípa ohun tó máa rí gbà.
Nípa ohun tó máa rí gbà.
They said, who must have given to the man who killed Goliath?
Wọ́n wí pé kí la á fi fún ọkùnrin tó bá lè pa Goliath.
They said, he will become the in-law of the king. His family will be free from tax.
Yóò di àna ọba. Yóò di àna ọba mọ̀lẹ́bí rẹ̀ ò sì ní sanwó orí mọ́.
And he was motivated by that.
Ó sì ó gba ìwúrí nípasẹ̀ èyí.
So you can read all the stuff that follow those words.
Ẹ lè ka gbogbo àwọn wọ̀nyí tó tẹ̀lé àwọn gbólóhùn wọ̀nyí.
I mean there are those things that are specified there and there are scripture that back it up.
Àwọn wọ̀nyí tí a kọ sílẹ̀ ní àti ẹsẹ̀ Bíbélì tó gbé níbi.
I didn't want us to go over them. We would have done it in 3 series. That's, I just want to make it 2. So that we can go on something else. Now, let me mention the point number 13. Why people give up? We are unwilling to do one thing. So many people attempt to sow diverse things at the same time.
Ogunlogo eniyan ni opo won fa won si tabi sohun.
They want to do this, they want to do that.
Won fe se
at the same time.
Won si fe se ton ni igba kan na opo.
They said in my place.
Won so ni bi ti mo ti wa.
When you are pursuing two rats.
Bo ba o leleku meji.
You are likely not going to get any of it.
O ṣe ṣe ko ma ri kankan nu won o.
Your focus must be single.
Àfojúsọ rẹ o gbọdọ jẹ ọkan.
Paul said,
o wi pe
one thing.
Ohun kan.
Not too many things.
Kì í ṣe ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ohun.
One thing.
Ohun kan.
One step before another.
Ìgbésẹ̀ kan tẹ̀lé òmíràn.
So many people put different things together at the same time.
Ogunlogo eniyan ni won ko opolopo ounjo lakoko kan na lati se.
Do one thing at a time.
Se ohun kan nigba kan.
A day at a time.
Ni ojo kan.
There are people who are sitting down here today.
Awon eniyan nbe ti won joko sinu
ile. They are worried about tomorrow.
Won se aniyan nitori ola.
Next tomorrow.
Ati otunla.
Next month.
Won se aniyan nitori osu to nbo.
Month of March.
Oṣù kẹta ọdún.
Some people their birthday is in October. They are already worried.
Àwọn kan ọjọ́ bí wọn oṣù kẹwàá ọdún ni lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ báyìí wọ́n ti ń ṣàníyàn pa rẹ̀.
Ohun
kan.
At a time.
Ní ìgbà kan.
One thing at a time.
Ohun kan fún ìgbà kan.
That lead me to what I want to zero in today in the next few minutes.
Èyí ni wọ́n darí mi sí ohun tí mo fẹ́ sinmi lé dáadáa fún ìṣẹ́jú díẹ̀.
Please open with me to the book of Philippians chapter 3.
Ẹ jọ̀wọ́ ẹ ṣí Bíbélì yìí pẹ̀lú mi lọ síwèé Philippi orí ìkẹta.
I want every one of us to move in there.
Mo fẹ́ kí olúkúlùkù wa ó ṣí Bíbélì wa lọ síbẹ̀.
Why I will not quit?
Ìdí
you should not quit.
Ìdí tí wọn ò fi ní sá tí wọn pẹ̀lú òfin gbọdọ̀ sá.
And we can queue at the back of the man called Paul.
A lè tò sí ẹ̀yìn ọkùnrin tá à ń porúkọ rẹ̀ ní Pọ́ọ̀lù.
Now, that book will be good to read if we can pick it up together from Philippians verse 10. Look at it.
Ìwé yìí yóò dára ní kíkà bá a bá lè bẹ̀rẹ̀ rẹ̀ láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹwàá.
Look at what he said.
Ẹ jẹ́ àwọn ohun tó wí.
I will read from verse 10 and I'll run it down. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, be made conformable unto his death, if by any means I may attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended of Christ Jesus. But I can't know myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. That's verse 13. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Why should you not go back? Why you should not give up? God has taken you thus far. A year in the Lord. Let's start a month in the Lord. 6 months in the Lord. A year in the Lord. 2 years. 3 years. 4 years. 5. 20. 30. Why should you not give up? Because your Savior is in you. Your Savior. The one who redeemed you from sin. The one who went to the cross and took over the suffering and punishment. Since Jesus permanently dwells in you, you are not alone. He promised never to forsake you. That's what Hebrews 13:5 says. He said, my prayer, I will not leave you, I will not forsake you. And the presence of the Lord sweeten our spirit, stabilize our living, stimulate our growth. Thank God that standing somewhere in the shadow, anywhere at the corridor of our life, we can find Christ. So you should not give up.
Oh,
I should not give up. All of us should not give up.
So let us allow God to
do it. Our Savior is enough, and He promised never to leave us. Number two, why we should not give up? Our sins are behind us. My sin is behind me. What a joy to know that my sins are forgiven.
Ephesians 4:32.
When you talk about forgiveness, we mean pardon. You are released absolutely from the liability to suffer the punishment. Because we are born of God. We do not have to suffer the penalty of sin anymore. Jesus paid for this on the cross. And our sins are both forgiven and forgotten.
As it is by a share,
there are things that are behind us. Even when you have guilty conscience, your sins are gone. When you feel like releasing yourself, your sins have been forgiven. That's what the Bible says. And something you need to know about God. In Numbers 23:19. God is not
a
man that he should lie. So you should not go back. You should not give up.
Oh,
I should not give up. Because our sins are behind us. Number three. Death Spirit of God empowers.
Emi Olorun o fi agbara fun wa.
His Spirit empowers me.
Emi re o fi agbara fun mi.
Could you imagine living in the world that is full of temptation and trial without the Spirit of God?
O ale foju nu wo gbe ninu aye to kun fun idaniwo. Lai si emi Olorun nu re.
How will you be able to survive?
Bawo lo se le kese jari.
But the Bible says,
Rabbi Belly, we pray,
be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And that's why I beseech those of you who are here to be filled with the Spirit of God. Please, if you are here to be baptized with the Spirit, with the Holy Spirit. Our pastor will be here tomorrow to minister to you. You cannot travel far without the Spirit of God. With the evidences of speaking in tongues. He wants to fill us. He wants to fill you. There must be empty. Then the Spirit of God will now bring the Spirit to express His fullness. The Spirit of God empowers us. That's why. That many of us who are Christians.
Ọ̀pọ̀ wa ta jẹ́ Christians.
Yesterday we feel discouraged.
Lánàá, a ní ẹni.
But today we are excited.
Ìtọ́lẹ̀ ní inú wa tó dùn orí.
How are we to overcome?
Báwo la ṣe borí rẹ̀?
The Spirit of God has taken over.
Ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run ti gba ìṣàkóso.
When we are weak.
Nígbà tó bá rẹ̀ wá.
He came strong.
Yóò wá pẹ̀lú agbára.
When we are down.
Nígbà tá a bá dẹ̀
ní ilẹ̀. He lifted up.
Yóò gbé wa sókè.
The Spirit empowered us.
Ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run fi agbára fún wa.
You are yet to have the Spirit.
Bó bàtí ní ẹ̀mí rẹ̀.
You need to have.
O nílò
orin fún.
Láti ní ilẹ̀kùnrẹ́rẹ́.
Why should you not give up?
Kí ni ìdí tó o fi gbọ́dọ̀ jọgọnù?
Number four.
Kókó kẹrin.
My hope motivates me.
Ìrètí mi a máa ru mí sókè.
Why should I not give up?
Kí ni ìdí tí mo fi gbọ́dọ̀ jọgọnù?
My hope motivates me.
Ìrètí mi a máa ru mí sókè.
My hope motivates me.
Ireti mi a ma ru mi soke.
You have a hope.
O nireti.
Hope is that which gives you a confident expectation regarding the future.
Ireti ni ohun ni to fun o ni idaniloju ti ojo ola.
Hope look forward for recognition of and a reaping harvest.
Ireti a ma foju sona fun idanimo ati ikore.
We have a hope.
A nireti.
You know where we read today.
Nibi ta ka loni.
That particular passage.
Ẹsẹ̀ Bíbélì Tàkà.
Now look at that passage.
Ẹ wo ẹsẹ̀ yìí.
He said, when he was talking about, you should not despise.
Ó wí pé kó o má ṣe kẹ́gàn.
But who has despised the day of the small thing?
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹnikẹ́ni tó ti talẹ́ tó ti kẹ́gàn ìgbà ìbẹ̀rẹ̀.
So God is saying,
Ọlọ́run wí pé,
don't despise the day of the small thing now.
Má ṣe kẹ́gàn ìgbà ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ kí.
There is a hope.
Ìrètí bẹ fún ọ.
Are you down?
Ṣé o ti lọ́ọ̀lẹ̀ ni?
Are you discouraged?
Ṣé o ti dẹni ìbomi tútù sí lọ́kàn?
Are you sorrowful?
Ǹjẹ́ o wà nínú ìbànújẹ́ bí?
What is it for me? What?
Ìyá ni pé gbogbo òṣìṣẹ́ fún ọ.
There is hope for you.
Ìrètí bẹ fún ọ.
That hope should motivate you.
Ìrètí ìtọ́ láti ru ọ sókè.
And hope maketh not ashamed.
Ìrètí kìí sì dojú tini.
Read Colossians chapter 1:27.
Ká ìwé Kọ́lọ́sì orí kìíní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Christ in you the hope of glory.
Kristi nínú rẹ nìrètí ògo.
Hope maketh not ashamed.
Ìrètí kìí dojú tini.
Number 5.
Ìkarùn-ún.
Why you should not give up?
Ìdí tí o fi gbọ́dọ̀ jọgọnù.
The saints are cheering me up.
Àwọn ẹni mímọ́ níṣẹ́ ni wọ́n ń kọrin ìwúrí fún mi.
They are cheering you up.
Wọ́n ń kọrin ìwúrí fún ọ.
The Bible says something.
Bíbélì sọ ohun kan.
In Hebrew.
Nínú ìwé Hebrew.
Bible says we are surrounded with cloud of witness.
Bíbélì sọ pé a yí wa ká pẹ̀lú ìkuku àwọn ẹlẹ́rìí.
What is the cloud of witness?
Kí ni ìkuku àwọn ẹlẹ́rìí wọ̀nyí?
Saints.
Àwọn ẹni mímọ́.
They are telling Fuso.
Wọ́n sọ fún ọ Káyọ̀dé.
Come on, move on.
Tẹ̀síwájú.
You are about to make it.
Mo fẹ́ ṣe mo fẹ́.
Move on.
Tẹ̀síwájú.
The Lord has helped us to be there.
Ọlọ́run tó ràn wá lọ́wọ́ láti débẹ̀.
He will help you also.
Ó ràn wá pẹ̀lú lọ́wọ́.
Don't give up.
Má ṣe jọgọnù.
You will soon get the miracle.
Ètò débẹ̀.
Come on, Fuso.
Káyọ̀dé.
Move on.
Tẹ̀síwájú.
That's the way you know, the saints are cheering us.
Àwọn ẹni mímọ́ wọ́n kọrin ìwúrí fún wa.
That indicates that God is aware of what you are going through.
Èyí jẹ́ kó di mímọ̀ fún wa pé Ọlọ́run ní ìmọ̀ ohun tó ń là kọjá.
So tear.
Nítorí náà.
Because you are not the only one in the battle.
Nítorí pé ìwọ nìkan kọ́ ló wà lójú ogun ọ̀hún.
And the sixth one, which is the last one.
Kókó kẹfà, èyí tó kẹ́yìn.
Why I must not give up.
Ìdí tí wọn ò fi gbọ́dọ̀ jẹgọ̀nù.
When I finish on earth.
Nígbà tí mo bá parí eré ìje mi nú ayé yìí.
There is a place that is prepared for me.
A ti pèsè ibì kan sílẹ̀ fún mi.
A place that is prepared.
Ibi kan bẹ tá a ti pèsè sílẹ̀ fún mi.
A place that is prepared.
Ibi tí a ti pèsè sílẹ̀ fún mi.
When you look at John chapter 14.
Bó bá wo ìwé Jọ́hánù orí ìkẹrìnlá.
Verse 2.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì.
He said, in my father's house are many mansions.
Ṣé bàbá mi ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ibùgbé ló ń bẹ̀rẹ̀?
If it were not so, I would have told you.
Ìgbà ti sọ fún yín.
I go to prepare you a place. Èmi
lọ láti lọ pèsè àyè sílẹ̀ fún yín.
When you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58.
Bó bá wo ìwé Kọ́rìntì kìíní orí kẹẹ̀ẹ́dógún ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58.
Ìwé Kọ́rìntì kìíní orí kẹẹ̀ẹ́dógún ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì.
You tell my brother.
Arákùnrin mi.
You be steadfast.
Dúró ṣinṣin.
Unmovable.
Láìyẹ.
Always abandon in the work of the Lord.
Kó o sì dúró ṣinṣin nínú iṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
Because your labor of love is not in vain.
Nítorí pé làálàá iṣẹ́ ìfẹ́ rẹ kìí ṣe lásán.
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
Nínú ìwé Hebrews orí kọkànlá iṣẹ́ ìkẹfà.
Hebrews 11 verse 6.
Ìwé Hebrews orí kọkànlá iṣẹ́ ìkẹfà.
He also said there is a reward.
Ó sọ pé èrè ń bẹ fún ọ.
So there is a place that is prepared for you.
Ibì kan bẹ tá a pèsè sílẹ̀ fún ọ.
Ultimately, the reason people quit serving the Lord, or they quit their effort, or they give up, is because they lost hope in God and the Bible.
Ìdí tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ fi ń yẹra tí wọ́n fi ń yẹ̀bá kúrò nínú iṣẹ́ wọn fún Ọlọ́run ni pé wọ́n ti pàdánù ìrètí wọn nínú Bíbélì
Ọlọ́run. If you believe in God the Bible,
bó o bá gbàgbọ́ nínú òfin Ọlọ́run nínú Bíbélì,
his message
àti ìwàásù rẹ̀,
that should be enough for you.
Èyí yẹ kó tó fún ọ.
If you believe that God cannot lie with his word,
bó o bá gbàgbọ́ pé Ọlọ́run ò lè parọ́ nítorí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
If you know that the word of God is true forever.
Bó o bá mọ̀ pé ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run jẹ́ òtítọ́ títí láé.
Then you will catch your hope and your anxiety and your faith on that word.
Bí Ọlọ́run ló ju gbogbo èèyàn hàn ìrètí àti ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ sínú ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
It's my prayer today.
Àdúrà mi ni fún ọ lónìí.
Those who have given up.
Iye yìí ẹ̀yin wọn ni tẹ́tí jọgọ̀nà.
God Almighty.
Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
Will restore you.
Yóò mú ọ padà bọ̀ sípò.
Most of you are the verge of giving up.
Iye ẹ̀yin wọn ni tẹ́ ń bẹ ní bèbè.
The grace of God.
Oore ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
Will lead
you. Sókè ní orúkọ Jésù.
There is a need to embrace the word that I put there. That spirit that helped them to win the Second World War. Never quit.
Èrèdí kan bẹ tí kókó kan bẹ tí a fi síbẹ̀ pé kò dá ọ̀rọ̀ mú. Agbára tó ràn wọ́n lọ́wọ́ láti ṣẹ́gun ogun lu àgbáyé kejì ó ń bẹ.
They asked the prime minister of the Britain then to address the school during the war when the war was very hot.
Wọ́n pe adarí orílẹ̀ ìlú ọba láti bá àwọn ènìyàn sọ̀rọ̀ ní àkókò ogun.
The whole hall was hard.
Gbogbo inú gbọ̀ngàn ọ̀hún ló kú dẹmudẹmu.
And only four words.
Gbólóhùn ọ̀rọ̀ mẹ́rin.
He stood up.
Ó dúró.
Came to the podium.
Ó sì wá sórí.
Ibi
ìwà ìsọ̀rọ̀.
Never quit.
Ó sọ pé kí ẹ má ṣe fìgbà kankan sán.
And if you continue to the end, that's when you will actually have the dividends of your fund.
Tẹ bá tẹ̀síwájú títí dópin nígbà nílẹ̀ ó rí èrè. Èrè iṣẹ́ ayé
gbà. But you can see there are so many reasons why people quit.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ erédìí ló ń bẹ nínú ìwé ọwọ́ wa tí àwọn ènìyàn fi ń sá.
But whatsoever reason.
Ṣùgbọ́n èyíkéyìí tó kò lè jẹ́.
We should not quit.
A ò gbọ́dọ̀ sá.
The Bible said.
Bíbélì wípé.
If any man turn back.
Bí ẹnikẹ́ni bá bojú ẹ̀yìn.
My heart will not have pleasure in you.
Ọkàn mi ò ní inú dídùn sólítọ̀.
Anyone that turn back.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá bojú ẹ̀yìn.
As actually. So somehow tell the whole world that God is not powerful again.
Ó ti fi lọ́nà kan ló ń sọ fún gbogbo àgbà ńlá ayé pé Ọlọ́run ò mọ̀ lágbára mọ́.
That's why today.
Ìdí nìyí lónìí.
You are going to ask him.
Ó béèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
Help me and give me a staying ability.
Ràn mí lọ́wọ́ kó o sì fún mi ní ipa
ati okun to
to. What are the visions that you have got? What are the things that God has handed over to you to do?
Kini
you have given up?
Ati awon woni ti Olorun ti fi le olowo lati se to ti pe party.
He asked you to start something.
Oh ni ko bere okan.
He asked you to join a group in a church.
Oh ni ko darapo mo ege kan ninu le ijo.
He asked you to do something.
Oh ni ko se okan.
But you started.
Oh bere re nto
so. Along the path.
Ni ninu ire ajo
won. People criticize.
Awon eniyan benu ati
ro. Nobody motivate you.
Ko si tani kede to soro wuri.
Where anywhere.
Ko si iranwo to ti bi kibi wa.
People are supposed to see reason, didn't see reason.
Awon won ni to ye ko ri ere ti nkan to se won ti e ri.
And you say it doesn't worth it.
O se wi pe ko ti e kuku ko to lati se nkan won.
So pray today.
O mo fe ko gbadura loni.
God of grace.
Olorun ori ofe gbogbo.
Release grace upon me.
O fi ori ofe fun mi.
Igba yi at this night.
Ko ba si be ni laso le oni.
Yet to be born again.
O ti da tun bi.
Please,
Jawa,
make today a day.
Jekoni, Oje, Ojo, no.
If you have been pretending,
Boba, Tinti, Botele,
wherever you are watching us,
Boba, Bikibi, Tati, Wawa,
you can say, I do, Lord.
Ye, Wibbe, Oluwa, Moshe, Tien.
Coming back to you.
Boba, Dawa, Sada, Re.
If you have known him, you have fallen to sin.
Boba, Timo, Tele, To, Shubu, Sinu, Eche.
Tell him to forgive and wash you.
Boba, Oluwa, Tari, Tio, Kosi, Tia, Jere,
Wawa. You are discouraged, you are damned. You are damned, Captain. You are demoralized. Tell him, Lord, and come. Spirit of
courage.
Give me grace to move
on.
And you can do it again. Rise up with me and let us pray. If you are born again, you are discouraged. Lord, encourage me. If you are not born again, Father, forgive me. You are born again, you are living in sin. Forgive my sin. You don't even understand this story anymore. You don't understand your project. You don't understand what is going on in your
family.
You don't understand what is going on in your life. You are not sure what is going on around your life. Tell him, Lord, help me. I need
your
help. I will pray shortly with you now. Just pray your own prayer. Don't look at me. Pray your own prayer. Help me. I won't give up. I will not give up. I will not give up. Oh God, help me.
Oluwa ran mi lowo.
Oh God, help me.
Oluwa dako ran mi lowo.
I know you can help me.
Mo mo pe le ran mi lowo.
Please help me.
Adako ran mi lowo.
Help me, help me.
Oluwa lowo alai mi ran wa.
Help me, oh God.
Ran mi lowo Olorun.
Help me.
Ran mi lowo.
Help me.
Ran mi lowo.
Help me.
Ran mi lowo.
In Jesus mighty name we pray. Close your eyes, everyone. I don't know why the Lord was just impressing this in my heart since yesterday night about this topic. I want to pray shortly with you now. That's why we pray quite a wee bit before we start. You are here. You are not saved.
Oh, see,
or you are hearing all by internet. I want you to lift up your hands. You are born again. You are living in sin. I want you to also to lift up your hands. You are discouraged. You don't feel like moving on this journey.
Again.
You don't understand what is happening around you. You are just coming for the sake of coming. You don't derive joy in serving God. God is about to pour a holy water on the dry heart of your joy. So if you are there, I want to pray with you. Lift up your hand and let me pray. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how you feel. But feel free before your father. This is your father's house. Those who are hearing us via internet. You also, you can touch the machine. Father, we thank you for these hands. I don't know which one they are raising it for. But for everyone, Lord, who is in need of forgiveness and the touch, for everyone who needs the refreshing of the blood, I pray that today, by the efficacy of the blood, you will forgive their sins. You will work with it. Those who are giving their life, please take over that life and fill the life with your spirit now in the name of Jesus. Chase away every sin and darkness and let your glory come in. Those who are repenting of the known sin, maybe they backslid, I pray that today, the one who promised to remove every unrighteousness and remove their iniquity, they no longer derive joy in serving God. I declare over you today, as God has sent me, that every dryness in your life, let it be dryness of the spirit, dryness of soul, dryness of joy, dryness of resources, receive every arena of your life where you are discouraged. I pray that the God of the earth will open your life. Lick red for what sort of the reason for your giving up. I pray that the Spirit of God will fill your life. The joy of the Lord will fill your soul. The courage of the Holy Spirit in your heart. I pray God will strengthen your heart. The project you have started and have been abandoned, you will finish it. Your life is going every arena where you want the Lord to spiritual, physical, social, marital, financial. So receive everyone in the house and people are watching us afar through the internet. Lord, let us have testimony. Thank you, blessed Father. We worship and we praise you. For the rest of our life, let us enjoy serving you. Let the grace of God be sufficient for
you.
Thank you, Holy Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name we pray. Let someone say
Amen.
God bless you. Please package your offering.
Olorun yo bukun fun yin seto ore re.
And the choir, you can sing so that we give our offering.
Thank you for listening. I am sure you have been blessed by the message. For inquiries, please contact Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutemeta, Lagos, or call 080-2918-9670 or 080-9338-1518. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.